Chapter 15. Dave watched nervously as Cooper paced in his cell. He looked bored. Cooper was known to do some pretty stupid and dangerous things when bored, even in the real world as a human being. The form he was in now was certainly stronger in the physical sense, and quite possibly less wise. The potential for disaster was akin to the potential for getting wet by jumping into a lake. Julian sat alone in the cell across the hall. He was as still as a statue, his hands clasped together around the sombrero on his lap. He appeared to be asleep even though his eyes were open. Must be an elf thing. It would probably be best to let him rest. He needed it, and the sooner he could re-memorize his spells, the better. Dave looked over at the cell Captain Righteous was sitting in, and could see from the look on the captain's face that he also saw trouble brewing within the bored half-orc. Dave's eyes met the captain's for an instant, and then they each went back to watching Cooper. Dave sauntered toward the captain.
"Mind if I join you?"
Dave asked.
"Don't get too friendly," said the captain. "The only reason you and your friends are still alive is that I refuse to be coerced into following orders by being locked up like a common criminal. That wasn't part of the contract. That said, I don't care where you sit."
Dave's short, stout legs weren't going to enjoy sitting on the stone floor, and his heavy armor was going to make it difficult for him to stand up again, but he was tired. He sat down and leaned against the wall.
"You know," said Dave, nodding in Cooper's direction, "Cooper isn't such a bad guy."
Captain Righteous looked in the direction Dave was nodding.
"The half-orc's name is Cooper?"
"Yeah, and I'm Dave."
"I don't care what your name is, dwarf. What kind of name is Cooper for a half-orc? Does he make barrels for a living?"
I don't think so. Why do you ask?"
The captain closed his eyes.
"Listen," said Dave. "Like I was saying, he's not a bad guy.
He's a cold-blooded murderer. You all are."
"He's really not, though. He's actually got a pretty big heart once you know him well enough to see through the rough exterior. He had kind of a hard time growing up. His parents split up when he was very young, but that's not
his parents."
Captain Righteous gave Dave his full attention for the first time.
"Split up? Surely that abomination is the product of a vicious rape. Or do you mean to tell me that his orc father and his human mother were lovers once, who shared a quiet little cottage with a nice garden out front?"
"The truth is actually less believable than that."
"I don't believe you."
"Ha!" Dave smiled. "I see what you did there."
Captain Righteous did not smile.
"I don't know why you bother trying to defend your beast friend over there. You're in as much trouble as he is. The lot of you are going to hang."
"Let's put all that aside for now," said Dave. "We have a more immediate concern on our hands."
He looked over at Cooper. The captain followed Dave's line of sight.
"I'm listening."
"Cooper's always been impetuous, short-tempered, and kind of, well, stupid isn't exactly the right word. Never mind. You know what I'm getting at, but now he's also immensely strong."
The captain narrowed his eyes at Dave.
"What do you mean by, but now?"
"He's getting restless, he's bored, and he's trapped. And I think he might pose a threat to the safety of himself and others if we don't do something about it."
The captain shrugged.
"We're all trapped. What do you propose I do about it? Tell him a bedtime story?"
"That's not exactly what I had in mind."
"Well, then."
Dave leaned in and whispered.
"I think we should try to lock him in his cell."
The captain snorted contemptuously.
"A truer friend there never was. Fine. It's as good an idea as any."
"Okay. Here's what I was thinking. I'll go to the next cell over and call him over to talk. While I've got him distracted, you pull the cell door closed."
"All right. That sounds simple enough."
Dave walked over to the corner cell adjacent to the one Cooper was pacing in. He pretended to be interested in the bodies of several dead rats, prodding one here and there with his mace. When he reached the corner, he called out in a loud whisper,
"Cooper, get over here! Check this out!"
Cooper, desperate for any kind of stimulus, took the bait without question. He walked over to the bars opposite of where Dave was standing and looked down at the section of floor Dave was looking at.
What am I supposed to be looking at?
You'll see soon enough, said Dave.
I see a dead rat. What about it?
Cooper's cell door slammed shut.
Huh?
Cooper turned around to face the door. Captain Righteous was holding it shut.
Shit! Exclaimed the captain. Where's the damn key?
He was shouting at Dave. Cooper turned around to look back at Dave, who offered an apologetic frown. Cooper's face, on the other hand, wore the simple expression of, I'll deal with you later. He turned his attention back to the captain and two of his men who had come to help hold the door shut. He took a step in their direction.
I'll only warn you once, shouted the captain, with more than a hint of desperation in his voice. Just stay where you are! Do you hear me?
The three men continued to hold the door. Cooper didn't halt his advance. When he arrived at the door, he looked down at his arms and then at the cell door. He gripped the door with both hands by the bar closest to the hinges. His arms, legs, and back muscles all flexed simultaneously, and after a series of metallic pops, the captain and his men found themselves holding a cell door, which was no longer connected to a cell. Cooper, without a word to anyone, lay down on the cot and closed his eyes. Captain Righteous and his men carried the broken door away and leaned it against a wall. Dave bent down on one knee and whispered to Cooper through the bars of the adjacent cell.
Hey, Coop!
Cooper opened one eye, which Dave mistook for him being willing to listen. Dave smiled. Cooper sent a fist through the bars right into Dave's nose. Pain exploded into Dave's face as if Cooper's fist had gone straight through it. He heard his nasal bones crunch from the inside of his head. Liquid, salty warmth ran from his nose to his lips, thickening in his mustache and beard. He fell over backwards and landed on the body of a dead rat. He shrieked and rolled off of it, trying to hop to his feet as quickly as he could. He slipped in a puddle of congealed rat blood. His feet went up in the air, and he landed backwards, almost entirely on his head. His helmet made the difference between a mere concussion and a severe skull fracture. Cooper closed his eyes. The guards laughed. Even Captain Righteous let slip a small grin as he closed his eyes and lowered his head. Through all of it, Julian didn't even stir. He just continued staring out at nothing. Not ready to attempt standing again just yet, Dave scurried back over towards Cooper on his hands and knees, just beyond what he judged to be the range of Cooper's fist.
Okay, he said. I deserve that. I just saw that you were bored, and I wanted to keep you from starting any shit and getting us all killed.
Cooper didn't respond. He didn't even open an eye.
Fine,
Dave went on.
Sit there and sulk, but, I mean, really, dude, you're massively strong now. Think about some of the stupid shit you've done when you were bored before, and think about if you did something similar now. You would totally be throwing cars around, and people would totally be getting hurt. Just look at what you did to that door, and you were barely...
He paused and leaned in close enough to risk another punch in the face. He lowered his voice to a whisper.
Hey, if you could break open that cell door so easily, who's to say you couldn't just smash your way through the main door up there?
Cooper opened an eye.
It's worth a shot,
he said, and started to get up.
No,
said Dave, his whisper loud and urgent. He looked up to see if anyone was paying attention. Julian was still deep in some glassy-eyed coma. Captain Righteous supervised his men in the task of moving rat corpses and wiping up blood. The guard called Darren rested in a bed with his leg propped up. Dave's spell had stabilized his wounds, but came one or two hit points short of healing him entirely. Dave softened his whisper as Cooper lay back down.
If we succeed, those guards are going to turn on us. We're only going to get one shot at it. The three of us need to be ready to haul ass out of this place as soon as the door falls. And it would probably be wise to wait until you can do your rage thing again to heighten the odds of success. Get some rest.
No,
said Cooper. Dave was sure that this was the best plan, and Cooper was going to fuck it all up.
Listen, he pleaded, but Cooper cut him off.
You get some rest,
said Cooper.
We'll need your healing. I'll keep watch.
But your rage, objected Dave.
You need to rest to replenish your spells,
said Cooper.
The book doesn't say anything about me needing to rest to replenish my rage. It's just a straight-up once-a-day thing.
No, said Dave. Wizards need rest. I just need to wait until dawn.
Oh, right,
said Cooper.
Then fuck you. I'm going to sleep.
A few minutes later, Cooper was snoring. Dave started to feel sleepy as well. He looked around for something to keep his mind off of sleep. Julian was no help, still in his trance. He didn't reckon he'd get much conversation out of Captain Righteous or any of his men. His eyes were heavy. It wouldn't hurt to just rest them a bit. Just a bit. He came to with a start. One of the soldiers was standing over him.
"Fitful sleep?" said the soldier.
Dave scrambled up to his feet. He still had his mace in hand. That was good. He looked around the guard to see that Cooper was still snoring. He turned toward Julian, who had come out of his trance and was flipping through a book spread out on his lap. "Julian," he said, and braced himself against the wall to keep from falling back down. He spit out a gob of bloody phlegm. His broken nose was throbbing.
"Are you all right?"
Julian looked up.
"Yeah."
He went back to his book.
"Don't worry,"
said the soldier standing over Dave. His smile revealed a mouth full of mismatched teeth. Some were crowned in silver or gold. Even the natural ones were different shades of brown, yellow, and various shades of something that Dave would never describe as white.
"The captain's got some sort of qualm about killing a man in his sleep. We was ordered not to harm yous. Myself, I got no such hang-ups, but what's a man gonna do, right?"
Dave circled cautiously past the soldier and edged toward the cell door, never turning his back on him until he was outside. He went to the cell Julian was sitting in.
"Julian,"
he whispered. Julian raised a finger.
"Just a second," he said.
He ran a finger on his other hand across the page he was reading.
"I just want to finish this,
he looked around at the guards and then up at Dave.
"Chapter." "Oh, right," said Dave.
The guard in Dave's cell slunk out of it and walked over to where his own men were. When Julian's finger reached the bottom of the page, he looked up.
"What's up? How long was I out?"
asked Dave.
"Dunno," said Julian. "I went into a trance again. I've only been aware for the last half hour or so." "Was that enough time to get all of your, reading done?"
"Yeah. What happened to your face?"
"Cooper punched me."
"Why did you do that?"
"Well, I kind of deserved it. Never mind that. Do you know what time it is?"
"No. How would I know that?"
"Do you think it's after midnight?"
"I honestly have no idea. Why? Do you have somewhere you need to be?"
"Yes," said Dave, attempting some innuendo with his eyebrows.
No hint of understanding shone in Julian's eyes, so Dave spelled it out for him.
"On the other side of that door, we may have a plan for getting out of here."
"What is it?"
"Cooper's going to punch through the door."
"I think plan is kind of a generous word for that," said Julian.
"What's that got to do with the time?" "Cooper will need his rage to maximize his chances of getting through the door. He can only use that once per day, so we have to wait until it's a new day before he can use it again. Midnight will be a new day."
"That's so fucking stupid."
"It is what it is," said Dave. "Can you think of any way we can figure out what time it is?"
"Why doesn't he just try to rage? If it works, we'll know it's after midnight. If it doesn't work, we can wait a little while and try again." Dave was shocked that the same idea hadn't occurred to him.
"Brilliant! Let's go get Cooper!"
Dave and Julian did their best to look casual as they walked to Cooper's cell, but Dave could feel the eyes of the guard with the colorful set of teeth looking at him. He chanced to look over his shoulder and found he was right. His wasn't the only set of eyes watching them. Every guard who was awake was staring at them.
"Wake the captain,"
said the guard with the mismatched teeth. Dave shook Cooper, who immediately punched him in the face again.
"Ow!"
said Dave, burying his face in his hands.
"Fucking hell! I thought we were cool!"
Cooper sat up.
"What's going on?"
"It's time to go," said Julian. "It looks like they might be onto us. We're just going to have to hope it's after midnight."
Dave wiped some fresh blood onto his knees.
"Just try to look casual."
By the time they had taken two steps toward the entrance to the cell, the captain was awake, and the tension was too thick to bear it.
"Fuck it," he said. "Run!"
"What's going on?" asked the captain. "Stop them!"
"Okay, Coop," said Dave. "Can you rage? How do you feel?"
Cooper closed his eyes.
"I'm really angry,"
he muttered to himself.
"I'm really angry. I'm really angry. I'm really..."
"Is it working?"
Julian asked Dave.
I don't know.
Dave was interrupted by a roar like that of a dragon who had just stepped into an enormous bear trap. The first two guards to step out of their cell had their hair blown back with the force of the roar. They cowered back into their cage.
I think it worked, said Dave.
Get them, you cowards,
shouted Captain Righteous, pushing past his guards and drawing his sword. Cooper ran past Julian and Dave, bounding toward the steps leading up to the thick wooden door which blocked their escape. Dave and Julian hurried to follow, but stopped at the bottom of the stairs.
We'll have to stall them, said Dave, holding up his mace.
With what? Asked Julian. Captain Righteous's men organized themselves into a battle formation. Two rows of three men, shields held tightly together and swords drawn. They marched forward.
With anything that comes to mind, said Dave. If you got some magic to use, now would be a good time.
Julian waved his hands in the air.
Horse! He shouted.
What?
Asked Dave. His answer came as a long, white face staring back at him. It whinnied.
Stay! Said Julian.
Above them, Cooper was slamming fist after fist into the door, but making little perceivable progress. The soldiers stopped, looking confused by the sudden appearance of a horse's hindquarters in their path. The horse shit on the floor in front of them, and then kicked back a leg, leaving a solid dent in the armor of one guard, and knocking him into the man behind him.
Enough of this!
Shouted Captain Righteous, stepping over his fallen men. He brought his sword down and cut the horse's other hind leg down to the bone. It collapsed in whinnying agony.
Yeah!
Julian and Dave shouted in unison. They turned their eyes away from the flailing horse. Captain Righteous ended the beast's misery with a swift slice down the neck. Blood poured out and pooled all over the floor. The horse stopped its crying and kicking almost immediately. As suddenly as it had come into being, the horse, the blood, all of it, vanished into a small puff of white hair. The captain took a step towards Dave and Julian, who were backing away from him.
You know, I didn't want to do that. I'm actually quite fond of horse.
He was interrupted by the sound of Cooper smashing a fist into the wooden door. The smashing sound was accompanied by a sharp crack. Dave wondered if that was from the door or the bones in Cooper's arm. Neither looked to be fazed from his vantage point. Julian summoned another horse right in front of where the first one had vanished.
Oh, come on, man, said Dave. That's seriously not cool. You're supposed to ride those, not use them as meat shields.
Captain Righteous and one of his men had to jump into cells on either side of the hallway to avoid getting slammed with wild hooves. The captain thrust his sword between the bars of the cell and into the horse's abdomen. The horse screamed and bucked loud and hard enough to throw off the other guard's aim. He had been trying to stab the horse from the other side, but he didn't have as good of an angle on it, and missed entirely. Julian and Dave caught up to Cooper, who was still wailing away at the door in bloody-fisted fury. A strictly visual observation of the door would have revealed none of the progress that he was making, but with every pound of Cooper's fist, there came the creaking and moaning sounds of wood, iron, and stone rubbing against each other. Something was giving way. Dave hoped that Julian's doomed horse would hold out longer than this doomed door. Dave turned around just in time to see Captain Righteous stab the horse again. It was a deep thrust, and one that Dave was sure the horse would never recover from, even if the fighting stopped now. The captain pulled out his sword, and a torrent of blood gushed out after it. The horse didn't have a whinny left in it. Left to its own devices, it would have been dead 6 seconds later, but it was the captain's last remaining man, the one with the colorful teeth, who finally connected with the beast and brought it down. The horse disappeared. He and his captain stepped out of their cells.
Coop! Shouted Dave. They're coming!
Should I summon one more horse?
Julian asked.
No!
Said Dave. Cooper braced his body by taking hold of the arched stone roof above his head and gave the door a good solid kick with his heel. There was a clank and a thud on the other side of the door, made all the more audible by the fact that the door was now slightly ajar.
Did it work?
Asked Julian, still not taking his eyes off the two men who were stepping carefully over horse shit and urine, which had not, unfortunately, disappeared with the horses.
Did he really break that beam?
I don't think so, said Dave, pushing the door all the way open. Fuck me!
He took a moment to admire Cooper's handiwork.
It looks like he tore the beam supports right out of the wall!
Cooper let out another roar. The sound of barbaric victory reverberated throughout the entire manor. Captain Righteous and his men halted their advance in amazement at such a roar, but quickly resumed once Cooper had finished. The only other response Dave heard was the yelp of a small dog and a muffled screech from upstairs. Dave, Julian, and Cooper headed in that direction, not because they were looking for anyone else to fight, but because upstairs was clearly the only way out of the dungeon level. Halfway up the stairs, Dave heard the sound of a cabinet door slamming shut somewhere up ahead of them.
"We'd best be on our guard."
Cooper led the way through the door at the top of the stairs, followed by Julian, and Dave closed the door behind him. It had a small lock that wouldn't keep their pursuers occupied for long. They hurried out the door and down the hall, and found where it opened up to the living room on one side and the kitchen on the other. Cooper ran through the living room toward the front entrance of the manor. Halfway through, he slipped, flew backward through the air, and came down with a nasty crack of the skull. Cooper rolled over onto his belly. He was lying in a yellowish stream which ran across the length of the living room floor, beginning as a trickle through the closed, trembling doors of a cabinet.
"Are you okay?" asked Dave.
"Yeah," said Cooper. "Just my head. Nothing to worry about."
"What is that?"
asked Julian, crouching down to help Cooper to his feet. Cooper touched his tongue to the puddle on the floor.
"Pretty sure that's piss. Maybe we should—"
He was interrupted by the sound of a booted foot smashing through a door.
"Shit," said Dave. "They're coming. Let's go."
Neither Cooper nor Julian hesitated to run after Dave through the front door. The sky was black and starry. There were no guards posted outside, but they didn't fancy their chances of outrunning the two that were chasing them, not with Dave's short legs and heavy armor in the party.
"Do you have any horses left?"
Cooper asked Julian.
"I've got two," Julian answered. "That is, if I want to give up my magic missiles."
"Fuck your magic missiles,"
said Cooper.
"We need to get out of here."
"Fine," said Julian.
He pulled out a pinch of horsehair from his belt.
"Horse," he shouted, and blew the hair from his palm. It materialized at once into a small horse.
"Okay,"
said Cooper.
"You two get on that one, and I'll get on the next one."
Julian put his foot in the stirrup and hopped up quickly into the saddle.
"I can't get up there," said Dave.
"For fuck's sake,"
said Cooper. He bent down and cupped his hands together. Dave stepped into Cooper's hands, and Cooper hoisted him up onto the horse, who gave a small groan.
"This is never going to work," said Dave in a panic. "I'm going to fall off."
"Just hold on to me," said Julian.
"Hold on tight."
Dave didn't need to be asked twice. Julian mimicked the horse's groan. The sound of boots stomping on wood directed their attention through the open front door of the manor. The captain and his man were coming up the stairs.
"There they are!"
the captain's voice bellowed from the hallway past the living room. The two men started to run.
"Hurry the fuck up,"
said Cooper impatiently.
"I can't reach my pouches," said Julian.
"Dave, loosen up a bit, man."
Cooper righted himself and his axe. The captain and his man were moving too fast. Even if Julian was able to conjure up this horse right now, he still wouldn't have time to mount it before they got one attack in. If they killed the horse, a fight to the death would be inevitable. Dave loosened his grip.
"Come on, Julian," he muttered.
Captain Righteous charged at full speed through the living room, eyes locked on Cooper. So focused was his attention on Cooper that he completely failed to notice the growing yellowish puddle on the floor. His feet slipped out from under him, and he might have done a full backflip if his subordinate hadn't been right behind him to absorb most of his inertia. The two of them spent a moment regaining their bearings and flailing around in a puddle of pee. Julian found the pinch of horsehair he'd been searching for. Dave felt himself starting to slip off the back of the horse and hugged Julian tightly, squeezing the breath out of him. The horsehair blew out of Julian's hand as he croaked the word,
"Horse!"
It was enough. A second horse appeared, and Cooper mounted it with ease.
Said Julian. "Go horses!"
The horses did as they were bid. Dave squeezed Julian even tighter. They were only able to get the horses up to a slight trot without Dave seriously being at risk of falling off. For now, that was enough. They just wanted to put as much distance between themselves and their pursuers as possible.